where we take your calls about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And Daryl's here courtesy of fpp.cc. You can go there and check out the, is the latest issue up, the one that just went to press today of the FPP News?
It will be up in the morning.
Okay, that's good news because monthly Daryl puts out a newspaper. It is the only print anything that I know of in the state of New Hampshire, probably in the whole region, that is of a liberty-oriented basis as far as its news.
The only one that I know of.
Yeah, so, and it's being distributed across New Hampshire, and also you can get it by subscription. You'll mail it out to people.
Yes.
Daryl, and also you can just download a PDF over at news.fpp.cc, so that's kind of a cool way to keep in the loop with some of the goings-on up here in the Shire. And you're also a publisher. You've published a book that is somewhat controversial by some aspects. That's yes. Voluntary Islam.
Yeah, Voluntary Islam and Other Essays by Davi Barker, who is the Muslim agorist.
Some people are very upset, saying that this is not possible. You cannot be a Muslim and a libertarian, say some.
Well, there are some people that claim that you can't have any sort of religious
and
faith.
And be a libertarian.
And be a libertarian.
Yeah. And there's some people that claim that you cannot be an atheist and be a libertarian. So there you go.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. What I think would be interesting is collecting all in one place. And maybe we can do this with the Shire Free Church or something. But, you know, collecting information from different world religions that that back up the ideas of liberty, kind of all like in one place. I know you've done it to some extent for the anarcho teachings of Yeshua.
Yes.
A book that I believe you wrote.
Yes. Yes, I did.
So maybe that combined with, I guess you're kind of collecting these things then. So you've got kind of the Christian
working on it
on you know, freedom. You've got now with Davi Barker's Voluntary Islam, the Islamic perspective.
I would love to find a Buddhist, Hindu. Yeah.
There's a
Jewish lot
of that. I think there's stuff like that in every religion that makes it clear that, you know, the highest authority is God, not some man.
Right.
With a badge.
And
a legislature.
I'm working on organizing a panel for Porkfest.
Oh, really?
That would be religion and liberty.
Perfect.
Last year they had the atheism panel.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gave me the idea of, you know, let's have the people that actually do have some sort of faith get together and explain how their faith is compatible with their ideology, whether it's a political ideology. I know that there are some people that, you know, they're philosophically libertarian, but they don't vote, so they wouldn't necessarily call it a political ideology.
Yeah.
But, you know, their worldview,
sure,
sort of how they interact on a daily basis, whether they believe government has any sort of authority, why or why not. So I'm working on getting that panel set up. As of now, me and Davi are confirmed. I'm looking to add someone to represent Judaism and Buddhism.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't know if there's any Hindu libertarians or
just
not.
Just put the call out there. Maybe put it out publicly. If you are one of those things, you're going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. How does someone reach you, Daryl?
They can do that editor@fpp.cc.
Perfect. So
I get a little statue of Ganesh on the dashboard of my car.
Does that make you Hindu?
No, but I think Ganesh is a Hindu god.
Yes, he is. That's why I asked if that made you Hindu.
No.
There are actually
I just think a god with like six arms and an elephant head is awesome.
Okay.
I believe that there are 257 Hindu gods and goddesses.
How many arms? That's what I want to know.
So, again, editor at fpp.cc to get in touch with Daryl, and we'll see you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, last night there was a story we teased, barely touched on, and I thought was worthy of getting a little bit into more detail. Augusta, Georgia, where, according to WJBF.com, James Eads of Augusta is charged with obstruction of a police officer stemming from an incident during Operation Thunder. But he says there's more to the story than that. Eads says that he and a friend were driving down Alexander Drive early Friday morning when they came to an Operation Thunder checkpoint on Riverwatch Parkway. What happened during that stop led to Eads getting arrested, and he says it's all because he didn't roll down his window all the way. Now, before we get into detail there, you might want to know what Operation Thunder is.
Is that like No Refusal Weekend?
It is a crackdown 90-day period. This is not a weekend.
What?
This is a chunk of the year. Driving under, this according to a different story, according to Augusta.com, This story was published on Tuesday. Driving under the influence topped the list of offenses from last weekend's Operation Thunder traffic stops. Police cited 74 drivers with driving under the influence from Thursday to Saturday. There were 50 seatbelt cases, 64 child restraint cases. This is information released by the Richmond County Sheriff's Office, so I'm presuming it's just Richmond County. There were 50 seatbelt cases, 64 child restraint cases, 12 uninsured motorists, 6 open containers, 67 suspended or revoked licenses, 17 suspended registration or no tag, 4 equipment violations, 13 excessive tint cases, and 100 other violations. Police had also issued 4 warrants and had 17 misdemeanor and 6 felony drug arrests. The crackdown on driving offenses is part of a 3-month operation conducted through the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. The operation began on February 14th. So they're out in force for 3 full months across Georgia.
That is insane.
I don't know if that means that they focus on one county at a time or how exactly they operate.
They're probably doing chunks, like, yeah, you know, this place one weekend, this place one weekend.
But that's a lot of violations right there. I mean, that's a lot of ring in the cash register. So that gives you some idea of what we're dealing with here. That's what Operation Thunder is. So this guy was stopped near a Operation Thunder checkpoint. And the story goes, according to WJBF, we saw what happened to be an accident scene, a couple of police cars with blue lights, a car carrier, and a couple of cars sitting around with no lights on, says the man who was arrested, James Eads. He says he pulled a U-turn to avoid what could be a traffic delay, but as it turns out, the police presence wasn't from a car accident. It was actually an Operation Thunder checkpoint.
And I like the idea here that this guy's, oh, I see something up here that's going to slow me down. I'm going to turn around and go a different direction. You know, completely innocently. It's not like nobody's ever done this before. And it looks like he's running from a checkpoint.
Who cares if he's going away from a checkpoint? I mean, that's not a bad thing either, right? I don't want to be inconvenienced and harassed.
As far as they're concerned,
you must be doing a lot of illegal things if you don't. If you have nothing to hide, Ian, you don't mind if the TSA comes in and inspects your booty hole.
Actually, I do mind.
No, you don't, because you have nothing to hide. If you don't let the TSA, and that's the Toilet Safety Administration,
right?
If you don't let them come in and inspect your booty hole, then you're an evil terrorist, and then the terrorists win.
There are people who really believe that. So when officers saw Eads turning around, they went after him. When he turned his blue lights on, I immediately pulled over to the side of the road, put my window down about halfway, says Eads.
Now, enough for me.
I've done traffic stops where I put the window down maybe 2 inches.
Yeah.
Just enough to be able to talk to the person on the other side and hand over whatever driver's license / registration that they're requiring.
I've got to put mine down about 4 inches because I have the little rain protector thing.
The rain guard, yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently that wasn't good enough for this particular officer. The officer told him to roll his window down all the way. Says he didn't want to roll it down any more than it already was, and that's when the officer told Eads that he was obstructing his investigation. I think in this instance, the guy didn't want to let the window down, didn't want to talk to the officer, and didn't want to give him the information. So when you don't give the information, you can be charged with obstruction on a traffic stop, said Lieutenant Emilio Lampkin of the Richmond County Sheriff's Office. Now, if that was the case, then maybe the Sheriff's Office has a better case as far as, you know, if this guy was refusing to hand over his ID, they would have legitimate grounds for putting him in handcuffs. I don't agree with that. I think people should be able to travel from point A to point B without showing government papers. If you're not traveling dangerously, then who cares? So I don't agree with that. But, I mean, just looking at from their system and the way their system is supposed to work, if you're not handing over a driver's license and you're caught driving a car, that's generally considered obstructing the government administration. But to not roll your window down? Eads says he was arrested and charged because he didn't roll a window down. He says he wasn't doing anything illegal, just protecting himself. The police say you have to cooperate with officers during traffic stops. And in fact, there are some court cases. Remember the one out of Indiana where basically the Indiana Supreme Court ruled, if I'm recalling correctly, that you have to do whatever you're told, even if you believe that it's wrong, and it actually is wrong. So you have to comply with the police officers rather than show any form of resistance. 855-453. Your thoughts, welcome.
If you are like most people, chances are are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You bring up whatever you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to talk about a roadside encounter you had with the police. Sometimes it'll result in things that are unexpected. You never know what these people with the badges and the uniforms are going to do. We'll continue the story about a man who was arrested because he didn't roll his window down far enough, he says. Continue that here in moments.
Mother's Day is nearly upon us, and, you know, it's a nice gesture to send mom some flowers on Mother's Day. You can make these, if you go through proflowers.com, not only will you get the best, longest-lasting flowers, but you'll be able to choose which day they arrive, too. So if you want them to arrive around on Mother's Day, that's fine. The day after, so that, you know, send them to work, that's fine. You know, you want to send them the Friday before, that's fine, too. They can handle all of that for you. And there's a very special deal for people who order flowers through Free Talk Live. And to do so, is all you do is go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner of the page, type in FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and you'll go to our page where we have, you know, all kinds of offers for flowers. There's a particular one. The featured offer for Free Talk Live is one dozen rainbow roses for $19.99. Or you can double the roses and get chocolates plus a premium vase for $29.98.
A vase or a vase?
Oh, a vase, vase. It's up to you. And it's a really great deal. It's like 50% off of the price. We got that at my house, these the multicolored roses, and they really are beautiful. And they last a long time because they come directly from the grower. There are also lots of other beautiful arrangements there at proflowers.com. If you click on the microphone, enter FTL, that you can, from which you may choose. And I really hope that you know, our listeners consider this as an option for Mother's Day, because ProFlowers, big advertiser in the talk radio world, and I'd love to be able to keep them around. Yeah, that's going to happen if you do your Mother's Day shopping through ProFlowers.com. Click on the link, the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter FTL.
Now, this story barely exists. James Eads was arrested in Georgia, an Augusta man, arrested during an Operation Thunder stop. They apparently have checkpoints set up. This Operation Thunder is a 90-day time frame where the police in Georgia are cracking down on people on the roads. And James Eads here was arrested allegedly for not rolling his window down. Now, or not rolling it down all the way. Now, according to the story at WJBF.com, and that's the only story about this, by the way. No one cares about this guy. No one cares about the fact that you should be able to talk to a cop through a cracked window and not have yourself put into handcuffs and
taken
off. This
isn't a cracked window. This is a halfway down window.
Right. I mean, he's giving you there's a screenshot here from the video from WJBF where they interviewed this guy next to his truck. He had rolled his window down as far as he'd had it down that night. You can easily talk to somebody sitting in this driver's seat. This is not,
especially if the person is standing
next to it.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
This guy's conversation with the officer was in no way being inhibited by this window being put up, which is one of the claims the cops will make. If you roll the window down an inch or two, then the cops will say things like, "I can't hear you." Now, whether they're saying that because it's true or not is another question. And maybe they are saying it because it's true. You could make an argument for that if the window was only down a crack.
Yeah,
but it wasn't down a crack. It was down halfway. The officer tells him to roll it down all the way. He doesn't do that and is then arrested for it. Let me continue the story. There's a little bit more here. Police say,
I wonder, but before you get into it, I wonder if he would have said, "My window won't go down any further. There's an electrical malfunction."
Or, you know, maybe just not explain it. "I just can't pull it down. I can't put it down any further."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. What would the officer have done in that case? They could order you out of the car as well. But nonetheless, the story is here from WJBF.com. Police say you have to cooperate with officers during traffic stops. So if an officer tells you to do 20 jumping jacks, you're supposed to do that?
Yeah, yes. And you can complain about it later.
Well, that's what a judge told you down in Palmer, Massachusetts, is do whatever the cop says and then file a grievance.
I don't want to do that. I want to do what's right in an instance. And sometimes doing what's right and standing up for your rights can get you put in handcuffs.
Yes.
One of the reasons why I wanted to bring this up is because we talk on the show about doing things like non-cooperating, and I advocate taking baby steps And sometimes taking a baby step, like not rolling your window down all the way, I mean, that seems like a relatively minor thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to run into that cop, that one or two cops out there who's just a rogue cop and they don't care. They rolled out of the bed on the wrong side, or they just wanted to get you because you look like a hippie, or you were driving a wrong kind of car, or you're black. You know, they're after you
or
for whatever
reason.
Or you're
white in a black neighborhood.
Yeah, who knows? But, you know, for whatever reason, they want to get you. And they're going to come up with a reason to get you. And in this case, it's not foolproof, is what I'm trying to say. So because you can be arrested, in this case, allegedly, for not rolling a window all the way down, does that mean that you should? Does that mean that that Ian's wrong and that the Pete Ayer from copblock.org is wrong when we suggest not rolling your window down all the way? Should you just go ahead and do what you're told?
Why do you suggest it?
Why do I suggest
it? Yeah.
Well,
besides being cantankerous, I mean, if you want to be cantankerous, why roll your window down at all? Market beer, you've got 5 beer.
Yeah.
I mean, why roll your window down 2 inches?
Well, I think there's some value in cooperating only to the minimum extent rather than doing everything you're told. I think there's value in saying no. I think there's value in drawing a line in the sand. But also there could be practical value in the case of, say, someone who might have smoked a joint recently in a car. In that case,
hopefully they're not driving.
Maybe they are, maybe they aren't.
Maybe they're not the person that was smoking.
Yeah, but either way, let's just say there was a joint smoked in the car recently, and you don't want that joint-filled air or the remnants of said joint, whatever smoke might be left.
If you do that, you should, like, you know, put the windows down so the place airs out beforehand.
You should do that. And I'm not saying
this
is going to be
foolproof. Also, you should have air freshener.
Yeah, I'm not saying this is a
foolproof. I think the best argument for it is when you know, women are in a bad neighborhood and feel threatened.
This is not a woman in this story. It's a man. But nonetheless, that's a good argument too, Mark. But a lot of times police will try to put their head in your window. Like if you roll your window down all the way, a lot of times that cop's going to poke his head in there. And people have had this happen.
They got those hats on. How do they poke their head in the window?
Not all cops are wearing hats.
Hats off.
Not all cops are wearing hats. Only stateies typically wear hats, in my experience. But maybe you were, maybe there's some alcohol on your breath or something like that. I'm not saying you're driving drunk, but you don't want the officer to smell that. So anything you can do to prevent him from getting a whiff of the inside of your car, I think is a good thing. So those are three reasons I come up with off the top of my head.
And it also makes it a lot harder for them to reach in to grab you for any reason.
Or grope, or open your door, pop a lock and pull the door open. So these are also things that, you know, these are people that you don't want to trust. They're out to put handcuffs on you. So why would you want to let them
steal your money?
Yeah, why would you want to let them into your space? 855-450-FREE. But the question still stands, are we making the wrong recommendation here? Are we recommending something that seems small? I thought this was like a small little thing, but this guy got arrested. This is Free Talk Live.
Jim Newcomer from Honest Resources, May 1st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14.6930. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.0685, $753.42 for a half ounce, or $376.71 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.0685, $753.42, and $376.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof.
See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one side for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on our site. They include the mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. Get tuned in to our live streams, and the podcast is available there as well. That's m.freetalklive.com.
We're going to be at bitcoin2013.com. This month, first day of May, so we're going to be there from the 17th through the 19th. And there's big news out of from the Bitcoin Foundation, the hosts of Bitcoin2013.com.
I have not heard.
The future of payments. They have sold out. There's going to be more than 500 attendees, but they have sold out of exhibits.
Whoa.
So, you know, basically their vendor area is
packed
out. And I'm excited that they've, you know, they have some idea of how many people are going to be there. They've got the vendors set up, and I think it's going to be a really great conference. So now that we know that...
It's coming up fast.
It's almost...
Less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, less than 3 weeks, almost 2 weeks now. So go to Bitcoin2013.com, get your tickets, because I would assume space is limited, right?
Yeah, sounds like it. If you love Bitcoin, or you're even just curious, this is going to be the place to be. This is where the experts are. This is where the people who are the doers are going to be. And I wonder if Dread Pirate Roberts is going to be there from the Silk Road. There's a lot of, I mean, not that
Satoshi
you don't know.
Might also be there.
Yeah, that's a good.
They might be the same person.
That's a good point. Dread Pirate Roberts, of course, from the Silk Road. His site is under attack right now. The Silk Road has been down for a number of days. Intermittently back, and there's apparently someone sending him ransom notes. They're sending the site ransom notes saying that if you don't pay this money that we're demanding, we're going to continue keeping your site down.
And these are the DDoS attacks or something?
That's what are happening. Whether or not the person sending the ransom note is actually involved in the attacks is another question.
You can't pay the ransom note anyway. You've got to somehow make your site less vulnerable to DDoS attacks.
They're working on that from what I understand.
Because otherwise they're just going to do it next week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't negotiate with terrorists, right?
Not in this circumstance. How could you?
Yeah. So anyway, that's an aside. Bitcoin 2013 is where the people who know Bitcoin best are going to be, and it's going to be a blast. Plus, there's a fairly good Liberty contingent there. I mean, the Bitcoin community tends to, I think, attract people from the Liberty community as well. So obviously, there's going to be some crossover. But I know that a bunch of people that, if you've listened to the show for a while, you've heard on these airwaves are going to be in attendance there. Carla from the Free State Project, Stephanie Murphy, our Sunday night co-host, she's going to be there speaking. These people will have speaking roles at the convention.
I'm moderating two panels.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, I've got two different panels.
Oh, that's cool,
what are the panels?
Well, I'm going to have to look them up because I knew you guys were going to ask me.
Sorry about that.
I didn't have the names of my panels, so like right sitting here right in front of me.
Tell you what, you look that up. Bitcoin2013.com, the 17th through the 19th of this month in San Jose.
San Jose.
And
there's a quote from the founder of the Bitcoin Foundation.
Satoshi?
Peter Vecinas, the executive director of the Bitcoin Foundation, says we're excited to be hosting industry-leading venture capitalists, key technologists in and outside of Bitcoin, and top-tier regulatory thinkers at Bitcoin 2013. Well, I can tell you I'm not excited about any top-tier regulatory thinkers, but I am excited about all the other people that are going to be there.
I like the top-tier venture capitalist part. I've got overcoming challenges of accepting Bitcoin in your business. And I also have, wrong one.
You'll have to go to see what it is. So Bitcoin2013.com, let's go to the phones and your calls.
Funded entrepreneurs.
Pat is listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Pat.
Hey, what's going on, man?
We're doing a radio show. What's on your mind tonight?
Look, man, I was trying to figure out. I've been watching the news and catching Southern California wildfires again.
It does, but it's probably that time of year, huh?
Sounds like they're blazing.
Do you think
sounds like somebody's
might
blazing.
Have an arsonist on the loose down there again, or do you think that Mother Nature might be taking its toll?
No, I think that both are possible. I mean, anything I say would be pure speculation, and I'm not sure how it would be of value to anyone. But what do you think?
They got this crazy winds down there. I lived in California for a long time. I lived in northeastern California up in Susanville, and we didn't have a whole lot of fires, but we sure did have the wind.
Start a fire, and wind is going to help carry it. There's no doubt about that. Pat, thanks for your call tonight. Let's go to Beaker listening in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Beaker.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, first I wanted to apologize for dropping the S-bomb the last time I was on your show.
I don't even remember, go ahead.
Okay. It's all right. What I called in today about is an unfortunate story from my hometown. A couple of medical marijuana advocacy activists have had their kids taken by CPS.
Oh, no. I heard about this.
Yeah, I put it on your website and show prep. But basically, they and their friends, who was also an activist, were out on a camping trip or something, I presume. And while they were gone, their kids were in the care of a babysitter. And apparently, somebody at their children's elementary school brought marijuana to school, whether it was her kids or somebody else's kids, we don't know. It's not been disclosed as of yet. But I guess one of the kids at the school ate the marijuana and got sick and had to receive medical attention from the school nurse. And the police were called, obviously. And they basically said, well, who among these children's parents are the most likely to have marijuana in their house? And they go, oh, wait, the activists.
Hmm.
And they go and they gets consent from the babysitter to go in and search the residence. And and they find some preliminary, I guess maybe a pipe or something. You go and get a warrant and do a thorough search of the house and they do find marijuana and they do find pipes. But the person, what's her name? Lindsay Reinhardt is the woman in this story. She has multiple sclerosis and she uses marijuana to ease the suffering that disease causes. But as a result, her children were taken away and also were, their friends, two kids who were also in the same house. Mrs. Caldwell, the other woman in this story, her kids have been returned, but Josh and Lindsay Reinhardt's children are still in state custody in foster care for at least 30 days until it is deemed safe for the children to reenter the house. And it's a heartbreaking story, if you ask me. And I just wanted to maybe call a little bit of attention to that and see what you guys had to think about this.
Well, obviously it's tragic. I mean, the idea that, I guess these kids certainly hurt themselves, but if they wouldn't have eaten the marijuana if they weren't afraid of being caught. So they're a victim of the drug war as much as anything else.
Well, I do have to say that these are elementary school kids, and it is still unsubstantiated where the marijuana came from in this story at the school. There's been no conclusive evidence pointing towards this parent's house.
I missed a little bit of the detail about the marijuana portion. Was it brownies, or how do the kids eat the marijuana?
That hasn't been disclosed in the news yet.
So some kids got sick, allegedly from eating marijuana at school.
Allegedly, yeah.
I see.
And they point the fingers directly towards the activists.
So it must be the activists. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Exactly. And so basically because the babysitter consented to a search of a home that wasn't hers.
Yeah, I find that a real problem, by the way, people consenting to searches that aren't to houses that aren't theirs. How can they do that?
They got some evidence that Chuck, mom and dad are marijuana activists who actually use the marijuana from time to time. Okay, we can make an arrest now, and because we've arrested your parents for drugs, kids, we're now going to take you into our custody. That's just sick. And thank you, Beaker, for making the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We can continue with your thoughts. Share them with us.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live and just enough time for your call and your thoughts if you get it in right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450, or rather 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype. Our username there, lrn.fm. You know, sometimes the Skype calls just roll in and then sometimes they don't. It's funny. It's like, I remember working in retail. I know you've worked retail, Daryl. Yeah. You know how sometimes people just come in waves? I don't know what that phenomenon is. It's not like people are planning to come all to the same store at once, but that's just something that happens.
I had a friend who worked at a car dealership who said they come in little bunches like grapes.
Yeah.
Same. Hey, by the way, you've worked with me for 10 years, and you don't know that I worked in retail?
I know you worked at the jail. Are you counting the jail canteen as retail?
We'll call it prison, but prison. Yes, I would call that retail. But,
okay.
You know, 6 years at a comic book store, not retail?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Okay. Comic book nerd.
Were you comic book guy?
What do you mean?
You've seen The Simpsons, I'm assuming, because it's been on for like 20-something years.
Yeah, I've seen part
there's
of it.
The character,
I saw the first episode on the Tracy Ullman show.
There's the character comic book guy.
No, I don't know anything about
that
it.
That is the big guy. Typical comic book nerd that can tell you all of the discrepancy. And issue 3 of Superman, it said blah, 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 but then in issue 75, it said this other thing, and they never really did explain how that was possible.
Yeah. Well, DC is known for the lack of continuity, whereas
right?
Marvel, not so much.
I knew it.
I don't even know where I was going. Go ahead, Mark. Tell me about the Bitcoin store.
Bitcoinstore.com. You can get more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. You want to get a tablet? Mostly it's consumer electronics stuff. So if you want to get a tablet, for instance, maybe you have a Marvel Comics subscription online and you want to be able to read all your comics on a tablet, well, you could do that if you go to bitcoinstore.com, and you'll likely get it for a lower price than you will in most places around the Internet, because there's a 0% markup on the world's largest consumer electronics from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. But the catch is you have to buy in bitcoins. It's bitcoinstore.com. And non-Bitcoin users can save money by buying from bitcoinstore.com instead of using other shops. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. And the stuff in the real world, that's what wealth is. Money, it's just a representation. It's a store of value. Bitcoinstore.com.
I'd say they're expanding their categories here. I mean, they've got musical instruments they're selling now.
Really?
At BitcoinStore.com. Outdoors.
What kind of musical instrument?
They got some guitars.
The electric guitars?
Digital drums. There is an electric guitar in there, actually. It's not a huge selection by any means, but they do seem to be dabbling in some other non-consumer electronic things, such as an outdoor section.
I would say
section.
That in the electronic or any electric guitar would be...
They have acoustic guitars as well.
In the electronic section.
But they also have acoustic guitars.
Okay.
Just bought a musical instrument. I feel terrible.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, I didn't know.
BitcoinStore.com. All right. So 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It'll be worth it, I think, as time goes on to drop by BitcoinStore.com and, you know, see if they got something new. If you're thinking about buying something, go and just search it there and see if it's available. It may not be, but... It's worth the search, because if it is there, you're going to get it at a 0% markup and free shipping if it's over $100 U.S. value. So, let's see. Oh, I have a different story. Well, let's talk a little further before I get to this different story about the deserter who's been jailed in the military. The story about the parents that our caller just called in about a moment ago that had their kids taken from them because they're cannabis activists. And this is yet another one of those stories that is going to give people pause for thought. I mean, earlier we talked about a guy who's arrested for not rolling his window down all the way at a traffic stop. Well, does that mean that you should just go ahead and do what you're told? Does that mean that, oh my God, there's a possibility you could get arrested, so you should always just do whatever arbitrary commands the police give you? Well, what about your advocacy? What about the things that you think are important in life? In this case, advocating for the reform of marijuana laws so as peaceful people don't get put in prison cells and have their kids taken from them. Well, then they target you for that, and they take your kids from you for that. Does that mean these people should have just gone ahead and kept quiet?
No.
Well, I mean,
I don't advocate people keeping quiet.
This is a chilling effect, though. I mean, obviously, that's going to be the result to some extent.
Do you think it was a mistake for them to? I mean, they just lost their kids, and now they're going to have to fight and spend who knows how much time and money and effort to try to get their kids back. Whether they'll be successful is another question. Was this a mistake for them to be out about their cannabis advocacy? Should they have kept their mouths shut since they have children?
It's a terrible result, is really all I can say about it. This person has multiple sclerosis. They're treating their multiple sclerosis to some extent with marijuana, right? Is that the story?
And I understand it.
So I don't know. We don't know if the kid got the marijuana from them. If so, I think that they're wrong in not securing their marijuana. If you're talking about elementary school kids being able to get a hold of it, I think that's a problem. But, you know, maybe the problem just lies in not picking up and moving to a state where they can have medical marijuana. I don't know.
Well, I'm always concerned with stories about this because I feel like it will have a chilling effect on the people out there who believe firmly in something but are otherwise cowed into silence because they're afraid of what might happen. I mean, I've heard from parents, well, I don't feel like I can do everything I want to because now I've got a kid. And I think that's sad.
I think these people should have had a little bit better instructions given to the babysitter of do not let anyone into the house.
I don't think that would have worked.
Anyone. We don't care who. Don't let anyone. Don't let the pizza man in. Don't let the policeman in. Don't let the fireman in. Don't let anyone into the house.
Don't answer the door. If it's the cops, don't talk to them.
Well, if you order a pizza, obviously you're going to answer the door to get your pizza.
If it's the police, don't answer the door.
Yeah.
You're right. That the babysitter was the weak link in this chain. She let the cops in. She let them search. They found something. They then moved against the parents.
My best guess on what the law says is that I cannot authorize a search for property that I do not own. So... any evidence should be.
What if you're in control of the property, though, whether you own the property or not? Because, for instance, if you come to a party, if the police come to a party that you're at and it's not your house, if you are this clueless person who doesn't know anything about the police and you happen to be the guy who opens the door for the police, you can absolutely let them into that home. And the police have full right at that point to do whatever it is that they claim. Now, if I'm the owner and I find out that, Daryl, you just let some cops into my home and I'm there, I can say, whoa, you guys aren't allowed in here. Get out of here.
Would say, but this other guy let us in.
I'm kicking you out. This is my property. You need to get out of here. You can do that.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
But I'm pretty sure that, and I'd love for it to be wrong on this, but There are so many different cases.
My best guess.
Yeah.
If they have if they can find a good enough lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully the ACLU or Normal or some other group will be able to put a lawyer up for these.
He's apparently the director of the Idaho Normal, so hopefully he's
hopefully he has connections with the lawyer, and hopefully they can wind up getting the search declared, you know, unconstitutional mm-hmm. and thrown out. And then everything resulting from the search will have to be thrown out.
That's true, and it's possible.
That's why I said
hard.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
They're likely to take the case all the way to court because they're activists. But
these people are likely to take it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, the Supreme Court's generally very interested in hearing cases.
I want to say that I understand why parents are afraid to take public positions like this, like I'm in favor of ending cannabis prohibition, because they're afraid something like this is going to happen. They're going to be targeted for their beliefs. Their children, which are the most precious thing in their lives, mm-hmm. will be taken from them.
I don't blame them for doing it, right. But I do not advocate remaining silent about what you believe in.
I don't blame them either for doing what they feel is right to protect their family. However, I also firmly believe that families can be some of the best activists, because it looks really bad for the police when they go and they take children from a clearly good set of parents that has friends in the community that are obviously not, you know, these are not trailer trash scum that are abusing their kids. They're good people who advocate for a good thing, which is the end to drug prohibition. And I think that if you can get your kids involved in activism as well, that's also very powerful. You send a child up with some chalk and have them chalk a message on, the pavement. What cop's going to mess with a kid with a piece of chalk? They arrest adults for that. But
there was the woman in Richmond, Virginia, about a year ago, who was arrested because her daughter drew a doorway to a magical kingdom on a rock at a state park.
And I believe that the rock was on, it was by water, right?
Wasn't that
the case? So it would have...
On the beach.
Yeah.
The mist would have washed it off over time.
But I think if families get together, they can have even more impact if they actually do activism. But I understand there are risks involved. There always are. Because this isn't an easy road, this whole freedom thing. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and join Daryl on his website, fpp.cc. See you.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.